The American Civil War was a war fought about slavery. Without slavery, there would not have been a war in North America in the 1860s. But that doesn't mean that in saying that you've answered the question, because the really critical thing for historians to try to understand is, in what way did slavery create that war? If you talk to people in the United States today, many of them will deny that slavery was a cause of the war. And one thing that they'll often cite, and they'd be right to do so, is that very few people in the North were abolitionists. That's true. Another thing they might say is that most white Southerners didn't own slaves, and that'd be true. And a third thing they would say in arguing that the war was not about slavery is that when Lincoln called for troops to put down the rebellion in April 1861, he was very explicit, as was Congress, as were newspapers supporting him, that this was not a war about slavery. So why then do I say definitively, as I do, and as I think all professional historians would do, that this was a war about slavery? I say that because what we have to do as students of history is to distinguish between the underlying issues without which conflict would have been inconceivable and the way in which the conflict was framed when it first emerged. The war that was fought after 1861 was a war that the North fought in order to keep the Union together, but they only had to fight that war because a bunch of southern slave states, first of all 7 and then eventually 11 slave states, wanted to break apart and set up a separate confederacy. And the reason why they wanted to do that was because they were frightened that their slave property, in which millions of dollars were invested, in which the security of their society rested, was under threat. And they thought that very directly because of the election in 1860 of Abraham Lincoln, the candidate of the Republican Party, which was a northern party dedicated, above everything else, to preventing the expansion of slavery. And more than that, Lincoln said, "If slavery is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. I cannot remember when I did not so think and feel." And that, to Southerners, was a brutally difficult thing for them to have to deal with. The reality is that slavery is a really hard system to maintain. And this may seem like a really trite thing to say, but the hard thing about maintaining slavery is that slaves don't want to be slaves. They want to run away, and they do run away. And so you need violence. But you need more than violence, because what slavery in the North American context was, above all else, was a claim to a certain kind of property. Unless Southerners could be sure that when their slaves ran away, they could go to the police, they could go to the local slave patrol, that ultimately the courts and the government would be on the slaveholder's side in their attempts to reclaim what they regarded as their property. Unless they could be sure of that, then the whole basis of the slave system would be undermined. And so if you're trying to run a slave system, you've got to be absolutely sure that you're running the government. You've got to be absolutely sure that the courts and the police are on your side. And so for Southern slaveholders in 1860, to have as a president a man who believes that slavery is wrong, is immoral, was deeply threatening. And the fact that he was elected by the majority vote of people in the free states was regarded by Southerners as a basic rebuke to their honour, as they saw it, but even more seriously to their material prosperity and the security and sanctity of their society. And so they set about leaving the Union. It was in retrospect, we know, an unbelievably foolish thing for them to have done. It took extraordinary arrogance for a group of white men in the middle of the 19th century, 30 years after the abolition of slavery in the British Empire, to set up an independent republic, not that simply happened to have slavery, but that was explicitly based on the idea that slavery was a positive good. The vice president of the Confederacy, Alexander Stephens, said that slavery was the cornerstone of the Confederacy. The belief that they could do that demonstrated extraordinary, extraordinary arrogance. They thought they could get away with it because they were almost the monopoly provider of cotton, which was slave-grown product, which was fueling the Industrial Revolution in Britain. This gave them enormous wealth and it gave them enormous leverage, they thought, in world affairs. And they thought they could get away with this now. And they could break up the American Union. And so slavery was the cause of secession. And you just read the secession ordinances of the various states in which this is stated explicitly. South Carolina was the first to go and they say explicitly, why are we breaking the compact of the Union now and setting ourselves up as an independent republic? Because of the last 25 years of anti-slavery agitation in the North, because of the election of Abraham Lincoln, because of these anti-slavery people. They say that in terms, in black and white. That was why they left. And because they left, the Union, the North, then decided to fight a war to keep the Union together. And that, in a way, is another question. They didn't fight to keep the Union together necessarily because they wanted to destroy slavery. But the fact that it was slaveholders who had broken up the Union meant that it wasn't very big a jump for Northerners to say, in keeping the Union together, we will have to destroy what they always called the taproot of the rebellion, slavery. Slavery was the cause of the rebellion, the taproot of the rebellion in the phrase they used. And therefore, ultimately, if we're to keep the Union together, destroy the rebellion, and to prevent it from ever happening again, then slavery should go.